Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Oh, pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what it's all about, right? You have to be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. And then you share the information. I know. I actually hate the word share. I'm sorry, but I do. In California, it's all they talk about. Sharing your feelings. I don't want you sharing your feelings with me. And it's not even that I could care less. I don't even mean it that way. But I got so many other things to deal with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That way you become part of the solution. All right, I've got a lot to talk about this hour. And some of it, that would help, wouldn't it? Some of it I look at, and you wonder why this White House is in such turmoil. When you look at some of the information they're putting out or trying to put out, even when they try to sway it to their side, to the positive for them, it's like they're brain dead with this stuff. Sincerely, I mean, for real. I'm always amazed. I mean, can they not find anybody to work for them that has a clue, can anticipate maybe some of the most important issues going on that just maybe, I have no crystal ball, so I don't know for sure, but just maybe these reporters are going to ask questions about. They almost seem to be ready for nothing. I mean, as you saw it happen with Russia, you saw what happened in China, Ukraine. I mean, idiots like myself are sitting around going, wait a minute, if the Russians are massing that many troops, shouldn't you be concerned about something here? And they didn't feel the need to be, I guess. Now, here's the White House press secretary. Is it Jean Pierre? I want to say John Pierre, but whatever, I guess I can't. Right? Here she is trying to tell us that the economy's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Ready for this? It's the strongest it's ever been, stupid.
Jobs numbers, more than 8.7 million of new jobs created. That is important. Because when you look at inflation, when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history. When you look at the unemployment numbers at 3.6%, when you look at the jobs numbers, more than 8.7 million of new jobs created. That is important because.
I'm lost. I am so lost with her numbers. And saying that this is the strongest that we've ever been. I mean, I hate to say it because you guys are just making fun to make fun, but, you know, that was like Trump, right? Everything was the best, since the first day of history, the best this, the best that, the biggest this, the biggest that. Joe Biden's doing the same thing. The only difference is he's lying. Who really believes in inflation? Raise your hand so I can see you. Who actually believes inflation is at 8%? 8 and change. Because if you do, I got some swampland in Florida that I need to unload on you. I'm not even going to be nice about it. Just unload about it. Unload on you. It's just amazing. Wow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call, get involved, get engaged, find out what's going on, and don't be afraid to question. Question. Now, not rudely push back just because you want to be rude about it, but actually question with information. Know what you're talking about. The Representative Flores, the new congresswoman out of Texas, first Republican to hold that seat in forever. Anyway, she told a local news source on Thursday that the New York Times incorrectly labeled her and other Hispanic Americans as far right. See, you notice that if you're a Hispanic or a black person and you're conservative, all of a sudden you're far right. You really don't know what's going on. You couldn't possibly, or you wouldn't be a conservative, according to them. So, in a recent news article, the paper is anti-God, anti-family values, and anti-job opportunities, she says. They do not represent our families, our values. That's the reason why they want to call me a far-right Latina. Oh, why don't I call her Latinx? Latinx. The Texas congressman said that during an interview with Chris Alito, talk more about this on the other side of the break, but I mean, this is exactly what they do if you're not on their side. 100%. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
In 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline. I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented patented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. All right? I mean, be part of the solution. Push back, help people. Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. We already know this. But you can help people get ahead. You can help people push forward. I have people who know I'm on the school board, have listened to the show, will have people call me because they want to run for office. Or they're in office, they just got in office, and they need some help with some things. on how to maneuver things. This is how we win. We work with each other. We help each other out. We don't believe that we've got all the answers. All right? I mean, that's really what the problem is. Some of us don't believe that we have all the answers. We know who to turn to. I mean, seriously. So, the bottom line was get informed, help other people. You don't have to have $1 million. You don't have to have all kinds of money in the bank you don't know what to do with. You just have to have the ability to want the desire to help out and make things happen. And Representative, I think it's Myra Flores out of Texas, Republican. She was talking about how the far right has turned, the far left has turned on her. Left as a whole. The media. I mean, remember, she's a strong Latina woman that is exactly what the left wants in position. Oh, but see, the thing that wipes all of that clean and clear is she's a conservative. I mean, think about it, Jay. If she was a transgender identifying as a woman, adopted kids living with another woman, I mean, this would be heaven for the left until that moment that she says she's a conservative. That's it. They're done. Right? The New York Times labeled her and other Hispanic Americans as far right. This is how they see, right? Now, the paper itself is anti-God, anti-family, anti-family values, anti-job. I mean, they've just so far from where they originally started. So anybody who's pro-God, pro-family, pro-job, pro-pulling yourself up by your own bootstraps, no matter what color you are, what ethnicity you come from, you're a far-right whack. You know, I'd even venture to say, based on what our founding fathers had in mind, if you are for being totally dependent on the federal government, they should pretty much do everything and supply toilet paper for you. I would say you're not a patriot. You're an anti-patriot. You're an anti-American. That is not what the country was founded on. It's not what this country is about. And if you really want to do your real homework, you really want to pay attention to what's going on, I mean, George Washington, at one point, even said that if you didn't believe in God, that he may not dare call you a patriot. Because they knew what the country was founded on. They knew what the mindset was. Again, I'm going to say it again for some of you that got too far right. They did not want to force Christianity on people. That was not their goal. Their goal was to allow people to worship any way they wanted to, however, with the caveat that you understood that the principles and precepts of how the country was founded, they were founded on Christian principles. They were very, very open about that. She went on to say that they don't know us. They have no idea who we are. They just don't represent our community. I feel that nobody really cares about the New York Times anyway, especially in my district, where we're worried about health care. We're worried about the cost of gas. We're worried about the cost of food. We don't really care about what the paper thinks or says. We're focused on issues that really matter to Americans. People, you know, I wouldn't give them any attention. That's kind of where I'm at. Right? The left claims they're for immigrants, but they're really not. They're only for a certain kind of immigrant. If you want to come here and do it the right way, and you want to do it on your own, and you want to make your life better, and you don't want the government involved in your life, and you're an immigrant, they don't like you. They're not interested in you. If they were, this young lady is an immigrant. Right? Hard-working young lady. She's from Mexico. And they hate her. Right? She started digging deep. She pointed out that Joe Biden's approval rating among Hispanics, it doesn't just drop. It plummets. Because the president really doesn't understand. Well, actually, I'm going to go one step further. I don't agree with her. I think the Democrats as a whole don't understand. the Hispanic community. They are out of touch with mainstream Americans. And Joe is so disconnected. Look, he's disconnected mentally and in reality and with the American people as a whole. I believe that. He has no idea. And maybe they're lying him to the point where he doesn't even know what he's signing half the time. According to a Quinnipiac University poll conducted in May, right, Biden's approval rating among Hispanics, ready for this, was at 26%. 60% disapproved of his performance. Only 13% they had no opinion because they didn't have enough information. Right? I'd like to see some Americans speak like that. Wouldn't that be great? Flores is seeking re-election in November in a newly drawn Texas district that leans bluer than her current one. Now, according to 538, she will face incumbent Democrat Congressman Vince Gonzalez and two independents in November. Right? She just needs to keep pushing. She needs to keep standing on her principles. On what she, look at Hispanic communities as a whole, right? They're all about God, family. They don't want to deal with all this other crazy stuff. And they shouldn't have to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, you're talking about craziness. Trail Life USA CEO said that boyhood is under attack in America as a whole. Boys need a godly mentors and an environment where biblical masculinity is encouraged to grow and a godly men. I agree. I'm 100% in agreement with him. We need to teach our boys to be men. We need to teach our men to be men. How to take their proper place in the community as husbands, as fathers, as community leaders. Enough. It's enough. They've got away with this too long. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden said he is looking forward to continuing to closely cooperate with government of the United Kingdom after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation. The president also stated that the United States and Britain will continue to work together on a range of issues, including, quote, maintaining a strong and united approach to supporting the people of Ukraine, end quote. While layoffs remain low, more Americans apply for unemployment benefits, making it the fifth consecutive week that claims the 230,000 mark and the highest number in almost 6 months. The numbers indicate that a historically tight job market is easing up as companies let go of workers amid economic uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
During a break, I ran out in the other room. My family makes fun of me for eating black licorice. Does anybody eat black licorice anymore? I love black licorice. Anyway, nobody cares, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Okay, we're talking about the Trail Life USA CEO said that the boyhood is under attack. Right? Manhood is under attack in America, if you would. Like, being a man, not the way the left says a man is, but being a man, acting like a man, doing the things that men should be doing, are made to do, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, all of a sudden that's bad. Right? Really bad or something. So, the Trail Life USA seeks to raise men of God, they said, in a time when our culture desperately needs them, and they do. We do. But we need the right person, right people, right group, right influence on young boys. Not that garbage that goes on at the libraries. Not people who say that, you know, it's okay for your kid to see, you know, your 6-year-old boy, your 8-year-old boy, seeing girls twerking or old women. Older women, excuse me. I mean, it's just the sickness that is now going on in these days. I don't want to sound like that guy, you know, from the 50s and 60s, you crazy people, but I want you to think about something. Whether it's a gay pride parade, now again, I don't have a problem with if the gay and lesbian community want to have a parade to show that they're out and they're proud of what they're doing and they're proud of their jobs and what have you, fine. But I think it's criminal for you to have a parade where you're allowing people to walk around with their sexual organs hanging out, wide open, for all intents and purposes, shoving them in a kid's face. You see these kids looking horrified, shaming the parents to take their kids to those things. Again, one thing if it's a legitimate parade, a whole other thing when those kind of things are going on. What kind of sick, perverted thing is that? I mean, really, Talk about, you know, you don't care about taking the innocence away from your kids. And you know, it's funny. It's just like what people do at churches when they're looking for this kind of stuff. They go looking for stories. They go looking for psychologists that will shore up what you believe. If you believe it's good for kids to know about sex and see sexual organs and maybe even see sexual things taking place when they're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. When you think it's okay to let a kid make a decision as to whether he's a boy or girl at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You go looking for these things. Now, are you looking at the articles about how much damage we're doing to our kids with these hormone blockers? Are you looking at those? Are you looking at the mental health issues that we're having with kids that went through transition at an early age because you thought it was the best thing to do because little Johnny or little Sally felt bad, they wanted to be little Sally or little Johnny? Are you really looking at your failures? You say you love the kids, you know? This generation that brought up thinking that love is when you feel good, you're wrong. You don't always feel good about doing the right thing. You don't always feel good when you have to sit back and make that decision. You know you're going to tee off a half a dozen people, but it's the right thing to do. Seriously. Do we even want integrity anymore? Do we have a generation of people or a party that thinks that lying is okay as long as you get what you want? That there really is no more integrity? There's no more reality of truth? Is that where we're at? Seriously, I gotta ask. Because it feels that way. Yes, you heard me use the word feeling. How about this? There's a sense that nothing is wrong anymore. I wrote it in my book. Right? When Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, it's still available on Amazon. I wrote it in 2016, released it, like, I think in November or December of 2016. Actually had the first case of books, I think it was in January of 17. But there, you know, it's a group of stories and letters and articles that I wrote and pulled them together in such a fashion. And a couple of chapters. Absolutes, absolutely not. You can't have absolutes with the left. Because if you have absolutes, you have gray areas. You no longer can go any place you want to go. Whatever feels good, whatever free-for-all you want to sign up for is fine and good and perfect. There is no more boy or girl. There's no more right or wrong. And this is where we're at right now. And parents who are afraid to say anything. For you Christians, if you truly are Christians, the Bible talks about days like today. When right is wrong and wrong is right. When people are doing things to the kids. I mean, read Revelations. It's in there. I'm not spoon-feeding anybody anymore. So you have to look at these things and decide what side of... I'm tired of hearing you're going to be on the wrong side of history. No, you're going to be on the wrong side of history. All you Dr. Spockers who stopped punishing your children. See, every time I say, you know, did you hit your kid? They go, oh, no, I never beat my kid. What's a beating? Define beating. And I don't buy for a minute. I would love to know in these studies that they've done that if you hit your kids, if you... punish your kids with corporal punishment, as they say. I want to know where they got the numbers that those kids became more violent. I want to know where that is. Because the more promiscuous kids, the more kids who don't have boundaries, all right, get away from the violence part of it, the kids who don't have boundaries have more mental issues, mental health issues when they get older than the ones who do. Kids want boundaries. Every single child psychologist I've had on the show will tell you, kids want boundaries. Now, they're not going to sit there and go, Mom and Dad, I'd like for you to set some boundaries for me because I'm too young to know any better, and I feel much safer that way. Of course you're not going to hear that. But you need to take the initiative to find out. Actually read. We don't do much of that anymore, but actually read. For you Christians, shame on you for not using the Bible as a guideline as to how to raise your children, how to deal with your finances, how to deal with your spouses. Look at society. The further we've gotten away from these simple, not even the deep stuff, simple moral values, look at how where society is headed. So, again, you got something to say? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can always, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the chapters of the book, too, is why do they have to lie to win? And my contention with that, really and honestly, is here's the deal. If you've got the product, if you've got the truth, if you've got the right thing, you don't have to lie about it. Matter of fact, you don't even have to say anything about it. You just have to put it out there and say, hey, check this out. You don't even have to say the greatest thing since the wheel. Got a headache? You got this problem, that problem? Check this out. You know, tell me how it works out for you. There's no reason to lie, but they do. They constantly lie about it. They're trying to tell you this is the best economy ever. That the government has created a million jobs. Now, here's the consistency on this show. I always said, even when Trump said that his government had created jobs, I go, no, they haven't. Governments don't create jobs. But they do. They squash jobs most of the time. They got out of the way, or get out of the way, for entrepreneurs to create jobs. That's what they do. They get out of the way of regulations. They get out of the way with taxes. They get out of the way so that actually you can move and get something done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So my attitude is like, stop the lying. We don't need to stretch the truth either to catch up. We just need to stand on the truth. Every single time you stand on the truth of what's right, what's real. Anyway. So they're not called Boy Scouts anymore. What are they called? Trail Life. They've got the right idea. The way they're doing this is they've got the right idea. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, WHEYprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are down. We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, I love horns, don't you? I mean, it's such a classy thing. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And we do that. I know, you know, some of you say, Joe, all the time, really? Yeah, because you're not doing it. Yeah, some of you are. So don't write me and tell me all the stuff that you're doing. I got it, I get it. But some of you aren't. Really, seriously. And there's a way to make this happen. And you can get in front of this. And we can win this. Can't win it if you don't think you can. I'm not trying to be that positive thinker, guys. It's not what I'm saying here. But the problem is that when you don't think we can win something, you won't even try. That's the thing. You won't even take a shot at it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. What was I talking about? See, I always get confused. Oh, I know where I was going. If you're eating, you may want to keep a barf bag close by. A Seattle school district now is promoting sex change resources. So now it seems like it's okay to do this, right? The website for the Seattle Public School District is openly promoting transgender care for minors on the, on its LGBTQIA resource page. Unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. These issues need to be worked with through the parents and not the teachers. The teachers, the administration, the educators, these are not the people to be doing this. The only time that I would consider or think it's okay for school educators to get involved is when it's very obvious that a child is either being molested or being beaten at home. Beaten, not punished. Yeah, then you get some intervention. Other than that, no. Stay away. Among the services in the school that are being promoted are gender affirmation care. Oh, little Johnny, we know you're right. We know how you feel, and we know that you're, whatever you're feeling, whatever you think for the moment has to be right and true. And the reason I'm making fun of this is because almost every one of the girls that have gone through, anyway, the transition, and they go for counseling, two 20-minute sessions. How many things in the mental health world simply require two 20-minute sessions to come up with a diagnosis? How many? Right? And how many times when it comes to mental health are people working on things for long, extremely long periods of time before they finally get some breakthroughs? And yet, after two meetings, in almost every case, they're prescribed the blockers, they're put on a regimen, and they start heading in the direction they think they ought to go. It's sick, and it's sad. Other items up there, cares for children, adolescents, and youth whose gender identity is different from their sex at birth, and they don't feel like they identify with traditional definitions of male or female. The page entry for Children's Gender Clinic says it provides pubertal blockers, cross-sex hormones, mental health support, and readiness discussion. My God. Yeah, this is a new one, too, an autistic gender clinic. They just keep coming with some real far-out stuff. This is why I tell you, parents, you have got to be careful. You have got to pay attention. You have got to ask questions of the teachers, of the staff, of your kids. The camp is billed as listed are Cedar River Clinics, Neighbor Care Health, which both provide hormone therapy. Also, Camp 10 Trees is promoted by the school district, which is the largest in the state of Washington. The camp is billed as a residential camping program for LGBTQ plus youth and youth of LGBTQ families. Camp also promotes social justice values. So, there is no middle of the road here. There is no equality or equity when it comes to these kind of things at all. They don't care about conservatives. They don't care about godly people. They don't care about... And you're sending your kids there. You should be ashamed of yourself. There's no looking at both sides of the issue. Some of your kids are coming to you and say they want to trans because they're seeing it happen. They're hearing about it. They're being told they may be a candidate for it by people who supposedly love them, teachers and others around them. I'm telling you, start looking. You can't easily find it by Googling it because they're squelching it down. But you find these kids, especially girls that have made the transition. Again, I joke, we used to call them tomboys. Now they tell them, they say they have gender dysphoria. No, they don't. Just because they want to play baseball, blow things up like Marines and all that other stuff, doesn't mean that they're a male. Or that they even have male tendencies. Right? I mean, you talk about going back to the Stone Ages. You accuse us, you know, of being in the Stone Ages because of certain things that women do or we say women shouldn't do or what have you. And you think because somebody simply thinks they are, they are. I mean, I feel like Sid Caesar sometimes here talking in gibberish because that's what it sounds like. I'm reading these stories about these girls that transition to boys and then, or at least God, thank you, God, that halfway through before they have their breasts cut off, that they decide or realize that what they're doing is wrong. They were tomboys. They had people around them saying, you act like a boy. You know, maybe you are. Maybe you should give it some thought because so many other girls have done it. I said, my God, don't do it. Wait. I love how many things that you're allowed to do, and California's the worst. They think kids have total faculties at 12 years old, maybe even earlier. It's wrong. And, you know, this is not just a camp that they're sending these kids to. It's a revolution, the webpage says. Right? Its education programs include teaching about how systems uphold racism, heterosexism, that's a new one, queer phobia, transphobia. You know, isn't it funny how now everything that they do, anything you disagree with, it's a phobia. Just because you disagree with it. Except when you disagree with Obama or you disagree with a black person. It's not a phobia anymore. Now it's flat-out racism. Why isn't it black phobia? Right? And they've got all these new isms they put out there to try to get you nervous about being called one. I don't care. Come at me. I'll prove you're wrong. Heterosexism, queerphobia, transphobia, classism, ageism, ableism. You know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. There are certain things that you say that are true, that are real. If you're blind, you got no legs and no arms, you ain't driving. I'm not an ableist. I'm not suffering from ableism, which is kind of where that's at, where you make decisions on what somebody can or can't do based on their physical appearance. Yeah, I can do that. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together can do that. Right? Not that hard. You know, we were... I'm a very large person. You guys know that. You've seen me. You've seen pictures of me. Years and years ago when I had a company, we had a very large person come to apply for work. And I was concerned. Now, does this make me... what is this, fatphobic or something? The guy couldn't walk 22 feet without sweating and sucking for air. And his job would have required he do a lot of walking around the warehouse. Now, why would I do that? And why was it my fault if I don't hire him? Why is it my fault if I look at it and go, hey, we can't have this guy here. You, buddy, you seem like a nice guy. You got a great resume, but you're going to die on the floor here. So that makes me terrible? Or should I let him decide if he wants to die on the floor? You see what I mean? My inability to deal with things, my inability to stop eating junk shouldn't be your concern. You shouldn't have to deal with it. I shouldn't put that on you. And that goes with everything. We're reading more and more stories about employers that are making all kinds of crazy concessions for millennials and other young people that want to come to work. Don't do it. You're always going to have to conform to something. Not everything is always going to be your way, no matter what mommy and daddy told you. Joe Messina, your host. You have been listening to the Joe Messina Show. Thank you. You know, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. We're here all week long. Hopefully you'll join us. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.